Today, I'm joined by urban planning student Belinda Mayhew and town planner Keith Hughes. So, Belinda, could you tell us what urban planning is?
It's basically the job of planning what a city or parts of a city should be like. For example, where roads ought to be located, how many lanes they should have, or how we can make a new building blend in with its surroundings and so on. But that probably makes it sound far simpler than it really is.
I'd have to agree. Urban planning takes a number of different factors into account, such as the effect of any changes on the residents. It also needs to consider environmental and health factors as well as financial ones. To be honest, I'd say that urban planners are as much sociologists and psychologists as designers and engineers. We don't put a park in a certain place just because it fits there or looks pretty. We put it there for a reason, which may be to help reduce the effects of traffic pollution or because local people need somewhere to exercise.
So, what's the history of urban planning?
I'm sure that ever since the first human settlements, there must have been some element of planning. But the first large-scale examples of urban planning that we know about were in ancient civilizations like those of Egypt and India. Archaeological evidence shows us that some cities were clearly laid out according to a managed design. It's even been suggested that some of these designs were intended to improve noise reduction and privacy for residents. There is, of course, no shortage of evidence to suggest that early American civilizations had mastered many aspects of urban planning with running water and sewer systems.